A slow-moving storm continues to crawl up the coast this afternoon. The storm tracked up the eastern seaboard yesterday and last night. This afternoon, it is sitting south of Long Island. The storm will continue to lift to the northeast and basically dry up over the next day or so. We are already seeing evidence of that drying trend today. After the storm rained itself out yesterday and last night, it's transitioned over to just some showers and drizzle and mist across our area this afternoon. Now, with that drying trend, there are some breaks of sunshine across the region. It is brightest across the far west, where temperatures are making a run at 70 degrees this afternoon. For most of us, temperatures have moved up into the 60s on this Wednesday. Moving ahead, that storm will continue to lift to the northeast. We're likely to still be stuck with clouds. Moving into tonight, we'll call it variably cloudy, perhaps partly cloudy across the far west. We'll look for some patches of drizzle and some fog around, and a few showers are possible as well, especially from the capital region on south and east. Overnight, low temperatures will be in the upper 40s to low 50s, so it'll not be especially cold given the time of year, though it may seem kind of damp and raw with those areas of drizzle around. And moving into the day tomorrow, it will be brightest north and west of Albany, still somewhat cloudy, especially from the capital region on east and southeast through the day, as those areas are still a bit closer to where that storm will be, so they'll be a little bit slower to clear out. But overall, it looks to be a pleasant day. Temperatures tomorrow come up into the 70s in most areas, though it's likely to hold in the 60s in areas that are a little bit closer to the coast, well south and east of the capital region. Then on Friday, a front comes through during the morning. That may set off a shower or thunderstorm early. Otherwise, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with temperatures in the 70s, and we'll keep it on the mild side as we start off the weekend on Saturday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, some patchy drizzle and fog, low 46 to 52. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, some patchy drizzle or fog is possible, with lows of 46 to 52. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, patchy showers, drizzle, and fog, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, patchy showers, drizzle, and fog, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, pleasant, high around 70. Region-wide on Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of a morning shower or storm, warm, with highs in the 70s. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, warm, with highs in the 60s and 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.